Blog Talk Radio.
Evening, beloved. This is Reverend Dr. Alethea Smith Withers with Rev Up with Reverend Alethea. It is a blessing to be with you this evening of the first Tuesday in September, September the 2nd. Tonight we have the final rebroadcast of a show before we start season two in an official way in September, next Tuesday, on the 9th of September. But we will also be doing something new this second season. On Sunday, Sunday, September the 7th, at 10 a.m., we will start our broadcast of Sunday sermons. So you will also have an opportunity to hear a Sunday sermon at 10 a.m., so I invite you to tune in, tune your mind and heart to Rev Up with Reverend Alethea and hear a word from the Lord on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And then our regular evening Rev Up with Reverend Alethea show on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. So we're starting a little new way of doing our show this year and hoping to rev up and accelerate and energize your life. So I hope you've enjoyed the rebroadcast of some of the favorite shows that were selected over the last few weeks of this summer. Can you believe that the summer is over? It's almost too unbelievable for me to think that this much time has passed and that we're in September. If you know anything about the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, we have been having incredibly wonderful weather. We have had very few occasions in the 90 degrees, I think one or two days in August. In fact, today we got to the 90s, and this was probably the hottest day we've had, one or two or three hot days since the beginning of August. So we are thankful to be in September. The show tonight is a rebroadcast of Change Your Life Anyway. Now, just think about that. That's something that so many of us are focusing on as September opens, when children are going back to school. We have a new mindset. It's almost a similar kind of experience to the beginning of a new year. It's certainly a new phase for children going to elementary school, middle school, high school, and those college students. I want you to feel empowered, be empowered, change your life anyway, regardless of the circumstances that you're living in, you can change your life. If you've been in the most idyllic setting growing up, you can claim this as your opportunity to change from childhood to adulthood and change your life anyway. The rebroadcast includes a very powerful insights from Brigitte Rousson, Alan Herbert, Claudia Thorne, and Patricia Sun-Orange. And I encourage you to listen. And there's a link on the site that will enable you to connect with some of the podcast of a telesummit that helps people look at ways and reasons and understand the dynamics of changing their life, not to get stuck, not to settle, not to simply survive, but move into a thriving and vital and vibrant life. So tonight on this show, I want to remind you, since it is a rebroadcast, that we will not be accepting calls. But as always, you can leave a message for me on the blog site, and I'll be happy to connect with you. You can send me an email at revalicia@gmail.com. You can comment on Twitter, or you can send a comment on Instagram, revalicia. I'm always interested in engaging your comments and thoughts and hearing your opinions and even ideas for shows. So I want you to keep attuned, rev up, accelerate, and energize your life. Be connected to this show. I know that we have a great deal to be talking about, a great deal to hear about and think about and focus on for fall 2014. So now, beloved, I invite you to listen in and consider how to change your life anyway.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're listening to another Rev Up with Reverend Alethea blog talk radio show with your host, Reverend Alethea Smith-Withers, pastor of the Pavilion of God in Washington, D.C. The Rev Up with Reverend Alethea show is a Keeping It Real show about life. I seek to minister to the people of God through all phases of their experience, even up to the higher life of the spirit. This show is a safe place to talk about everything from pop culture to politics. I want to thank you for listening, for sharing this information about the show with your friends and joining the dialogue. It's so wonderful when you call in or if you are on the Blog Talk Radio site and you put your questions or comments in. It's always good to have your commentary and your questions. Many of you post questions sometimes ahead of time on the Pavilion of God Facebook page. Thank you, and thank the many of you who email me questions and tweet questions to me. Thanks so much. Your social circles are circles of life. There are information circles, transformation circles, and they help us to continue to move from survival to thriving. Sharing in the discussion tonight are four master teachers, Brigitte Rousson, Ellen Herbert, Claudia Thorne, and Patricia Saint-Onge. And I want to invite you this evening to set your intention for a growth experience and attune your heart and mind and be ready to rev up, accelerate, and energize your thinking. Hear now this word of prayer. Mother, Father, God, universal creating and perfecting presence, I thank you for the gift of wisdom, especially for the wisdom embodied by the women present here this evening. I thank you for their wisdom, their knowledge, and their experience, and their calling to share and to teach. Now enable us to rev up, accelerate, and energize our thinking. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you're just joining us, welcome to the Rev Up with Reverend Alethea show. Your host is Reverend Alethea. And to join the dialogue, simply dial 347-945-7723. Also, you can write a comment on the blog site, and I'll be happy to share it with our guests this evening. And thank you for listening. Tonight's show is about how to change your life. In fact, it's a peek or an introduction to a 3-day Change Your Life Anyway Telesummit, which is beginning, will be held on November 6th, 7th, and 8th, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. This Change Your Life Anyway Telesummit will be led by 15 master teachers. Four of those master teachers are with me tonight.
from my perspective, this telesummit is a huge opportunity to look at ways to change and enrich your future, ways to create a more promising life with a new spark and momentum. Our guests will say more about the purpose and share some of the topics that they will be engaging in this amazing three-day summit. I want to take a few minutes to introduce all of our guests. Our tonight's master teachers are, first, Brigitte Rousson. And Brigitte is a part of the trio that conceived the Change Your Life Anyway Telesummit. She is a life strategist. I love that, a life strategist. I don't know whether I can call myself a strategist, but I love that. She's a life strategist, a visionary, and spiritually based activist. For more than 25 years, she has worked to create liberation and healing through social ventures. She focuses on building personal and public will for a world where all people have the resources and opportunities to live healthy lives. She's an attorney and an author. Brigitte brings experience from 6 careers. Her current work includes consulting to public interest organizations, teaching, action research, writing, and advocacy. In creating a new path for her life after ending a marriage of 21 years and marrying anew, Brigitte renewed her commitment to motherhood, extended family, and community. She continually focuses on seeking justice for all people, women, people of color, youth, and other groups, and on supporting a healthy society and planet. Her signature approach is connecting inner transformation to social change. Her signature approach is connecting inner transformation to social change. Also, we have Ellen Herbert. Now, I wish we had the visual here now just to get, but if you're looking at the blog, you can see the women of whom I'm speaking. Ellen Herbert helps women design careers and businesses that are both energizing and satisfying, emotionally and financially. I'm going to read that again. That's very powerful. Ellen Herbert helps women design careers and businesses that are both energizing and satisfying emotionally and financially. She's a business coach and founded HerBiz, H-E-R-B-I-Z, a coaching company in 2004 to help women develop the mindsets and skill sets needed to achieve their professional goals. One of her greatest desires is to help women realize their potential by helping them identify and utilize unique abilities, skills, and purpose. Ellen has both strong corporate experience and a background of business ownership. She has 10 years experience in administrative management, working in academic, entertainment, banking, and in this investment banking fields for such notable employers as Goldman Sachs and PolyGram Records. She is married to her best friend, has 2 boys, Jack and Sam, who are her greatest gifts and biggest teachers. She loves hanging out at home on her deck, relaxing and reading when not working, eating sushi with friends, playing tennis, and laughing out loud at least once a day. Also, we have this evening Claudia Thorne, M-S-W-L-I-S-W. Claudia Thorne, Master of Social Works, Social Work and licensed social worker. She is the executive director of a nonprofit organization, a spiritual life coach, adjunct faculty in higher education, daughter, mother, and grandmother. You know, that's wonderful when we are at a point in life when we are all of that. Spiritual life coach, adjunct faculty in higher education, daughter, mother, and grandmother. As a baby boomer, Claudia has more than 30 years of professional experience in human services. Over her adult of life of holistic transformation, she has experienced personal transformation. And that's powerful to know that you've experienced personal transformation. And she's experienced personal transformation at the spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional levels of being. She has experienced personal transformation at the spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional levels of being. The process of transformation is highly strategic, profoundly intuitive, and based on spiritual principles. She is committed to supporting individuals, families, and organizations in achieving positive transformation. She has served as a valued faculty member for a Life Coaching Institute and currently completing her PhD in social work. And last but not least is Patricia Saint-Ange. And I'll have her say her name when we talk with her a little later, her other native name. Patricia Saint-Ange is the founder and partner in Seven Generations Consulting and Coaching. As a consultant and coach, she supports her clients in the process of identifying that which makes them come alive. Wow, to think we don't always know when we come alive. She supports her clients in the process of identifying that which makes them come alive. She believes strongly that much of the wisdom necessary to solve a problem rests within the person or group that is experiencing the problem or crisis. While providing tools to support their work, she seeks to create space for them to surface their own wisdom. At Seven Generations, all of the work is culturally based, recognizing that we are all cultural beings. It is also integrative, acknowledging that we bring all of who we are, mind, body, heart, and soul, into all of our interactions. We begin from a position of strength and build toward realizing our authentic self and living an authentic life. Master Teachers, welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Yeah,
hello.
We can all say hello.
Thank you
wonderful for having us.
Yeah, that's quite a wonderful long introduction. And it's so substantive, and I appreciate you taking the time and the audience taking the time to listen to the introduction, and you'll have a chance to reflect on the written introductions on the Blog Talk Radio site. But it's important, as you're hearing, the kind of work that you individually have done to bring you to this place and to this particular point in time to work together on this exciting venture. The topic tonight is big, it's exciting, it's innovative, creative, and I think we need 15 voices to address all of the context with which you will be working in the next 3 days. So I'm thankful to have at least four of you tonight. Brissette, I'd like to start with you. If you can talk a little bit about the Change Your Life Anyway Telesummit, and let us know the main points, how we get involved with it, what to do, what it, you know, all the specifics. And then let us know what you're going to be doing on the summit and how this works.
Thank you so much, Rev. This is a very, very wonderful adventure that we've come to, and I'm delighted to share about it on your show. What we're seeing, and when I say we, I mean myself and two others who created the Change Your Life Anyway Telesummit, Andrea Stenberg and Yvonne McCoy. We decided that we shouldn't be afraid to be extraordinary and to make that possible for other women and men that we know. Because even though we're baby boomers, many of us, we still got it. We just need to learn how to live with passion, purpose, and maybe even some new paychecks or sources of paychecks. So the Change Your Life Anyway Telesummit will offer 3 days, November 6th, 7th, and 8th, of free opportunities to hear conversations with master teachers. So we have 15 of those sessions over the next 3 days. And the idea is to get a fresh vision of what's real and possible for you in the time that we have left on this earth. None of us knows how many hours or days that we have left, but we know that we can make the most of it, and it's time to live the life you want to live. So we have an opportunity for people to get inspired by the changes that others have made and to really identify some specific steps that you can take right now to make changes in your own life at a transformational level.
Wow. You know, I've had a number of shows on reinvention, and what I think I'm plugging into right now is the specific steps, because I think we look at this in the big picture, but most of us don't know how to get started. And if we know how to get started, we don't know what to do next. And we can often report even step one and step two, and we're still thrown by our thinking process or how we're emoting about the idea of change. And that's even if you're in your 30s, 40s, or 50s, it doesn't matter. It is a challenge to plug in, to change your life, and I love it. Change your life anyway, despite all of the objections that you can bring to the table or all of the objections that you feel life is throwing at you. Tell us specifically, please, Brigitte, how we get signed up for this.
Thank you for that question. So we've got a very easy sign-up. It's on the web at changeyourlifeanyway.com. That's changeyourlifeanyway.com. You'll see all the amazing speakers that we have, including the folks who are on the line with us, Patricia and Ellen and Claudia. And you will also, if you sign up, you'll be able to get the full schedule. And then we're hoping that people will opt for the VIP upgrade package at upgrade-VIP package. And that's an opportunity to hear all those audio recordings over and over, to read the transcript, to get a starter kit and some bonus materials that will allow you to put this wisdom into action. So it's changeyourlifeanyway.com. And you'll simply be able to call in or listen on the web and hear every one of those speakers over the next 3 days. So it's a great opportunity.
Well, I've been doing a lot of telesummits and web work, and I find it's just such a wonderful way to connect and get information. And I like the idea of signing up for the VIP package. And Kit, what time is the telesummit? How is all of that information there when they click?
As soon as you sign up, you will get the schedule and the dial-in information. You'll get an email with a reminder of that. So there will be one number to dial in, and the speakers will be on at 10 a.m., 12 noon, 2 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. And as I said, the listening over the next 3 days of the telesummit is entirely free. And then if people want to have this as part of their success library, we totally encourage them to upgrade to a VIP package and be able to get all the recordings and bonus materials.
Well, I'm not just going to try to promote the bonus material, except that I personally know how important it is to listen to things again. Even though you get the information in, it takes some time to reflect on it and listen to it again. So I would definitely encourage, not simply because that sounds like a good idea, but because I believe it is a great way of integrating the information, to have it there, listen to it at your leisure again. So I'm going to personally do the VIP package, because that's the way I think.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great. And we certainly appreciate your show.
Oh, I love doing this. I always say when I'm preaching, I preach to myself first, and it's what I really have been searching for. And in that moment, it's something that I believe I can learn. And when I'm on the show, it's information that I personally am hungry for. If it's something that feeds me, I believe a lot of us have that same appetite to learn and to grow. What will you be leading a session as well, Bridgette?
Absolutely. The session that I am leading will be tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Eastern, and it's really about connecting the dots. You know, Rev, you talk about things that have to do with pop culture and personal transformation and also what's going on politically, and there's so much going on politically in our world. So my talk is really about how we connect that inner to outer transformation, and I think it's as important as ever given all that we see going on in our world.
Wow, that sounds really good. And someone wants to know, a question just came in terms of connecting the dots and the political aspects that you might focus on. Can you comment on how that has anything to do with changing your life?
Oh, absolutely. So one of the things that I've noticed in my own life is how important it is to look back at the people who came before us, the ancestors, mm-hmm. our forebears, people who made this nation what it is, who made this world what it is, and to ask ourselves how we are continuing their legacy and walking in their footsteps. And I found that if I'm going to be equal to that task, to even understand and influence the world around me, that I have to start within. I have to start with an appreciation for who I am and what I can divinely contribute, and taking good care of myself, my physical and mental and spiritual health, so that I'm available to be a part of the group of folks who really do look to make change and create equity for everybody.
Wow, what a powerful statement for today. This is voting day for so many places in the country, Virginia and New Jersey, lots of places. So we're hoping that they're connecting the dots today and are there voting and recognizing their role in changing not only their lives but their communities. So thank you for that. I'm going to invite Ellen to enter the dialogue. Ellen, if you could just say hello, what you're going to be doing with the summit, and share what you do in your real life and some other ways that you might want to talk about it.
Sure. So I was invited to be part of the Telesummit, and the experience that I shared was highly personal and highly transformative for me about 18 years ago, and not to belabor the story since I share it, but I became an undiagnosed agoraphobic because I just did not have the capacity to handle the losses that were happening in my life over a four-year period. And what it sort of took for me to, you know, move through that and actually sort of get back on my trajectory of a career path and succeed again. So, you know, that's what I share in the Telesummit. And just to be really quick, you know, the key to that is soft skills. So when I say soft skills, I mean extreme self-awareness, emotional intelligence, adaptability, resilience, perseverance, but mostly emotional intelligence, being able to acknowledge and identify what's going on for us emotionally and being able to have the strategies, the tools, the techniques at our disposal in any given moment to be able to move through things that are creating, you know, strife or struggle.
Wow, I love that. I like the idea that you're calling it, I guess it is, the soft skills that we often don't recognize, and I think the soft skills that many people have, especially women, have these soft skills. We all do, but a lot of women have them, but we don't regard them as valuable.
I would have to agree with you. I think, and not just women, I think in general, soft skills, and I chuckle at this, but soft skills are really disrespected. And yet, research, data, you know, research after research continues to point to the fact that, you know, without having a study at my hand or my fingertips, typically it's like 75% of any long-term professional success comes from the soft skills, people skills, communication skills, the ability to adapt and move through things easily and quickly, where 25% is really just on knowledge or technical ability. And yeah, and the fact that soft skills are disrespected in general is a puzzling dilemma and contradiction to our humanity. But
yeah, and I think sometimes for some of us, I don't know, any of you ladies may want to comment on this. I think sometimes we become so educated that we forget that we become so educated that we aren't growing and developing our soft skills, and we tend to ignore them with intellectual information. It's so wonderful that we have the knowledge that we have, and I've learned, but over the years, the more I work at this, I discovered that I use my soft skills sometimes more than I do the other skills, and I love them. I love the knowledge and information that I have, but the soft skills helps me put it all together and actualize this knowledge base that I have.
I love what you said. This is Ellen again, just to respond, because this is sort of my soapbox. But yeah, that's exactly it. So the knowledge, the technical ability, is extremely important, but it's the soft skills that make us effective. It's the, with our knowledge and technical ability, it's the soft skills that actually allow us to get bigger and greater results and achieve at the highest levels if that's what we do desire. So,
absolutely.
According to my perspective.
Well, that's certainly resonating with me. Can you just go back just a little bit and share a little bit about the agoraphobia and how this connected to the work that you're doing?
Sure. So agoraphobia is a fear and an anxiety that keeps you locked inside, a fear of going outside. So
right, exactly.
I pretty much, was a young mother and a newlywed and a young mother and had experienced over a course of several years just loss. I had lost my foundation. So my father passed away. My mother passed away. I had a high-risk pregnancy. I got married. I didn't lose my job. I quit my job. But now I'm home with a baby, and it was just my self-identity as a professional, ambitious woman that I had lost by giving up my job. So there are a lot of losses that came at me at the same time, and emotionally, I didn't have the capacity. And this is one of the things that I teach in terms of when we're frustrated or angry or just sort of feeling frenetic energy, which is what I was feeling at the time. You know, it's an overwhelming sense of what to do. I didn't know what to do with that, so what I did was I locked myself in. I didn't go outside because I was freaking out. I was afraid. I was having panic attacks. I didn't know what was going on. But really, it was I needed to understand what the strategies were for dealing with that overload of emotion. And it wasn't anything that, was unhealthy. It was just I didn't have tools or techniques. I didn't know how to identify what I was feeling because I was never taught that. You know,
right.
I was taught to suppress anger, frustration, bitterness, sorrow, all of, any extreme emotion is, you know, not a good thing, so put it away. And that's what I was doing, and I just didn't have the capacity to handle it. So in moving through that, in order to move through that, the first thing I had to have was extreme self-awareness. I had to know what was going on for me. And I had no self-awareness whatsoever because I was so immersed in my professional life, in achieving, in project management, in my ambition, that, you know, taking stock of myself, knowing my personal inventory was, as a young woman, was just not something I did. I was completely focused on a career and a professional life. So, you know, I believe there's a gift in every challenge that comes to us. And, you know, the gift there for me as a young woman was to learn self-awareness, the first step.
Wonderful. So. That's so helpful. Thank you. I think for me, I'm hearing the words, some would say buzzwords, but the reality is we don't think about personal self-awareness. We don't think about emotional intelligence. And the idea of personal inventory is such a compelling concept. And I'm really encouraging, if you've heard personal inventory before and you've not taken a personal inventory, this is a great opportunity to come in and listen, be a part of the Telesummit, and have Ellen guide you through a personal inventory. What day are you presenting, Ellen?
I believe I'm on, and Bridgette, you can confirm this, I guess. I believe I'm on tomorrow, Wednesday at 2.
That's correct.
Fantastic. So we look forward to hearing you and sharing more about this. And thank you so much. I want to have you in a dialogue, but I want to talk with Claudia and Patricia first. Good evening, Claudia. I'm going to invite you to share a little bit about what you're going to be doing and what you're bringing to this Telesummit, and what you do and other aspects of your life, if you'd like to talk about that a little bit more. But please share with us what you're doing during the Telesummit.
Thank you, Rev. I am honored to be with these wonderful women tonight, and also to share with you and to the listening audience. I really want to really frame the conversation that I'm going to focus on within the context of baby boomers. Okay? Baby boomers were born in 1946 to 1963. We have a lot behind us, and there's so much to look forward to. And I think it's a time to...
I'm
going to
pause you just for one second. You're fading away a little. And maybe if you're on a cell phone, you're probably fading out. You want to get near a window
now?
So we can... That's much better. Continue on.
Okay, great.
I don't want to miss anything you're saying.
It's a time for us to take stock, to look at where we've been in our lives and what were some of the major events in our lives, what were some of the turning points, what are some of the transitions, and really begin to, with the grace of God and with spiritual energy and power, to draw upon that and to create a vision for what's next. Very often we're, you know, taking care of, we're running organizations or working in organizations, taking care of children and spouses and significant others and older family members. And sometimes we get, well, who am I and who do I want to be when I grow up? And so I'm really going to focus life coaching on the life cycle. What is it that you want to experience at the deepest level of your being, which is very different than what do you want to do when you grow up? What are your principles? Okay, what are your principles? What do you operate from? What's lasting and true? What doesn't change? What's your foundation that guides your life? Drawing on ethical principles and spiritual principles. And each person generally has basic spiritual principles that they believe in. And it's really practicing that and realizing that and growing that spiritual awareness every day It's also looking at how do you want to show up for yourself and how do you show up for others and do you honor your commitments to yourself. And then really very often we can all hang out in what's our vision and what's our spiritual principles and how do you want to show up in the world. But what are the concrete action steps that you're going to take day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, month by year to get you to the experiences that you want to have in life? And that's what I really want to focus on, because we can always, you know, really focus on creating your best life.
Wow.
We can do that also within the context of organization.
Wow, that's great. You know, I'm imagining, as I'm listening to you say this, what would have happened in my life had I thought about those things at age 30? You know, what are my principles? What is at the deepest level of my being? And so this is something that really I can see the application for the person who's 30, 40, 50, 60, just to come in and be able to, as you said, come up with concrete actions to be guided through that that personal inner introspection and the concrete thinking about just the idea of principles actually could be, gosh, that could be almost hours long, just looking at what your principles are. The sad truth is so many of us don't know what our principles are. And I love what you said. How do you show up for yourself? That's tough.
It requires discipline. It requires a vision. It requires discipline. It requires really getting to know yourself at your deepest level of awareness and then taking the steps with discipline and commitment and showing up. And it's something that I teach myself every day.
Wow. Now, that's a sign of a master teacher for all of us or all on the line. How do you teach yourself every day? We all need to do that. And I think that is so impressive to have master teachers who will look at themselves and apply these lessons and be able to share their own journey of application of the principles that they're using that have guided them to this insight and deeper level of understanding. That sounds very exciting. Do you want to share anything about any of your projects that you're currently working on or anything else right now?
I do run a nonprofit organization in Washington, D.C. I teach at a university, and the joy of my life really is being a grandmother and teaching my granddaughters these principles from infancy. It's a delight.
What a blessing.
It's a
that
delight when I'm reading practical metaphysics to my two-month-old granddaughter. So, you know, I just really want to focus on the coaching, you know, right now during this conversation.
That's fantastic. That's very good. Well, I thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to invite all of you to discuss a little bit of this. But Patricia Saint-Ange, welcome. And I'm going to invite you. I want to say that Patricia is on the line from California. And we welcome you this evening. If you'd share a little bit about what you're going to be doing on the Telesummit, Change Your Life Anyway Telesummit, that would be wonderful.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me, Reverend Alethea, to be part of this show. What I'm thinking I'm going to talk about is how sometimes shaking up our assumptions can be a pathway to growth.
Ooh, good.
And the first one of the assumptions that I am particularly engaged with in my own life these days is the assumptions around being an urban someone who lives in a city, and in particular how people who live in cities can make deep connections with the land. And so I'm interested in recognizing how place impacts how we move in the world, how we engage with each other, our sense of belonging, I heard John Powell speak last night about the opposite of belonging, as he frames it, is othering. So in order to for some of us to feel like we belong, we have to make someone else an other. And it's in that othering that so much broken relationship, broken discourse, broken social fabrics occur. And so, you know, what are our assumptions about who's inside, who's outside, who's part of our group, who's not part of our group? And this comes a lot from my sense that we're all cultural beings, and that as we pay attention to the richness of our cultures, we can create senses of belonging even with people who are different from us.
Wow. Now, you know, Brigitte, I want to say, what kind of degree can we get in this course? This alone, the four of you are just phenomenal. I am so excited about it. I want a degree in something. It's going to be deepest level of my being, and now I've got to talk about social fabrics and shaking up my assumptions. Oh, I love it. I love it. This is fantastic. And this is just a taste of this. My goodness. I don't know where to start with you, Patty, with all of the concepts that you have here. If you get to say, I think there are so many provocative pieces here, but othering and belonging, I got it, but if you could just say a bit more about that, because we're often stuck on to belong. Let me try to see if I got it. To belong, we tend to make others the other person. Help me with the language here.
Yeah. So when we have a particular construction of what it means to belong,
mm-hmm.
it creates an insider-outsider dynamic.
Yes. Yes, wonderful.
You know, there's a famous proverb that says, you drew a circle to keep me out, I drew a bigger circle to draw you in.
I love that.
Oh,
I love that. So when
now
we...
That is, in my language, that would preach. I got that. Okay, good.
Absolutely. So when we... personal family experience or our social environment is an excluding one, we have to reteach ourselves how to create a sense of belonging in the context of inclusion, so that if I belong in a community, the richest way to belong in a community is to say, people who show up, who share our values, who share the deep principles that you were just talking about a minute ago, that those are the things that bind us, and not as much some of the other external factors like how much money I have or my ethnicity or my gender. Although all of those things inform who we are, but how we move in the world as, in my case, a mixed-race, Native, French-Canadian woman who's a grandmother, how I do that is related to my capacity to hold a wide embrace.
Wonderful. I am very inspired by this, so I'm going to really be talking about this tomorrow, and sharing and continuing to talk about this. Pat, that's phenomenal. I've gotten ideas about othering and belonging, about showing up for myself and at the deepest level of my being. I have soft skills, yay for soft skills. And I am at the place now of knowing that I have to connect the dots. This is phenomenal. Brigitte, I am so excited about the people that you've gotten to be a part of this change your life anyway, Telesummit. And this is only a drop in the bucket. This is only 4 out of 15. And there are many men who are part of Change Your Life Anyway Telesummit. Can you just give a brief, I know you can't mention everyone's name, can you give an overview of some of the other master teachers?
Absolutely. We really do have quite a lineup. So one of our speakers is Bill Jensen, who is known as Mr. Simplicity. He's an internationally acclaimed author and speaker. And what he's written about is some ways to do less and accomplish more. And he also talks about thinking epic, being epic, using the courage within us to disrupt the lives that we had been leading and learn to lead the lives that we want. My co-founder, Andrea Stenberg, has an amazing business helping other entrepreneurs to learn about social media like Blog Talk Radio, which you have mastered wonderfully, and Twitter and Facebook and lots more, to really learn to use that to build your business. So this is not just about spiritual, personal, inner. It's also about what becomes possible as you grow the enterprise that you were meant to do. My other co-founder, Yvonne McCoy, will speak about the amazing experience of getting in touch with your greatest enthusiasm, with your passion, and then living with that. And one of the ways she has done that is to lose over 200 pounds. And she talks about the life experience and the lessons that that brought to her. And just one other example is Monica Moss, who has prepared a book and has toured nationally with that book and done workshops on life mapping. So really just getting a sense of not only what you want for your life, but what are the steps to get you there bit by bit. And we've got an international speaker, Simran Singh, who just has an amazing presence that people like Iyanla VanZant have raved about, because she talks about these guiding principles of love and courage and commitment and how we can continually explore our unknown self and then create and connect and live an empowered life. So we've got an amazing lineup. We'll have a couple of conversations that are very specifically about building healthy relationships, about determining your divine assignment and living into that, and also about speaking up for yourself and finding your voice. So lots of practical as well as very inspiring information that we'll be sharing.
That is, it's such an awesome, I was trying to think of the where I have been that I've heard there were those many master teachers that I would have access to. And actually, I can't think of a time when, I really honestly can't think of that, but I think it's just such an important thing for us to know that we not only have a choice to learn, but we have a choice to determine who our teachers are.
Mm.
And this is a powerful moment when we can select our teachers, when we have this opportunity to really just sit there and know that we're having master teachers share their wisdom, their experience, their knowledge, their insights. And amazingly, in this case with you, Patricia, Ellen, and Claudia, we have people who come with gifts and talents. This other knowing that all of you have and are bringing to the work that you're doing. I just think it's such a, do I sound excited or do I sound excited? But it is the kind of thing that I almost wonder, who would not be interested in this. And maybe this is a gift that you might want to give to one of your girlfriends or male friends, that you might want to encourage them to listen and be a part of this and sign up. You know, this is what you can send an email or a tweet tonight and encourage someone to be a part of this. Or if you have a young adult person in your life who, and young adults are people who are accomplishing a great deal in the world. They're professional people as well. And so this is something we might want to share with many of the adult people in our world. Anyone else have anything you'd like to specifically share about this opportunity to work together? I mean, all of you come with great gifts, but many of you may not have worked with each other. And can you talk about kind of what inspiration you're getting out of this personally to share this time with other master teachers? Is that Claudia? You've got to come a little bit closer in.
Being open to the process.
Ah.
Being open to social media. Being open to new ways of learning. And being able to just say yes, even though I don't know how it's going to go. That's incredibly powerful. Incredibly powerful. So this process is new for me, and I look forward to just getting to know everybody that I'll be working with. And it's the openness, just saying yes and not knowing how.
And that's one of the great components of learning and always maintaining that ability to continue to grow. That's powerful. Just say yes. Be open.
Just say yes and be open.
Yes. Absolutely.
I want to second that emotion, and I just want to say how moving it has been for me to hear the life stories, the real life stories of other women and men, and to understand that there's something I can take from that and put into practice in my own life. And in that regard, I want to do two things, Rev. I just want to thank you for sharing the many experiences that you have as a breast cancer overcomer, as a pastor at Pavilion of God, as a counselor and life coach, and as a leader in social justice with the Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice. There's a lot of inspiration that we take from the life that you are leading as well.
Well, thank you for that. That's why I love that moment. I love to hear someone talk about me, because I'm trying to remind myself who I am or discover who I am again. So I'm trying to, every time I hear someone say something, I wonder, does that fit? And so far, everything you said, I'm going to claim as a yes, yes, and yes. And that's why this program is one that focuses on life. People wanted to know whether this was a religious show. Is this a faith program? Is this something that deals with social justice? Life is all of that and more. And I can't think of a better way to talk about what spirituality is to me than to talk about trying to determine what is at the deepest level of my being, what my principles are. Spirituality is shaking up my assumptions. It is all of that. And I find this so exciting, because we get so in the place. I'm going to go right back to where you were, Pat. We do the othering all the time. And we don't even have to try. You know, it's just kind of there.
Well,
so
those
it's
are
so
the
exciting.
Examples. Sorry, those are the examples that we see.
Yes.
A look at how we're engaging around immigration or any social issue. There's a lot of energy put into separating people rather than bringing us together.
Well, it is, and I I was very touched by the story of agoraphobia, and you know, as you're saying, you know, just knowing how many of us hide when we're in places of pain, whether it's agoraphobia or for me, breast cancer. It is that place that we hide. We can't identify ourselves. And so when we begin to be courageous enough to be self-aware, because being self-aware for me is a courageous activity. And so that's wonderful. And Rajet, as always, I just thank you for what you've done this in this process with two other people to bring together this telesummit, this Change Your Life Anyway. And I'm going to ask maybe to conclude with a reflection on the anyway. Change your life anyway. And it's not, it's despite, in spite of everything. Change your life. Do you want to have a conclude? Ladies, thank you so much. And Bridget, if you could kind of conclude with why change your life anyway?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I have to say I've been so inspired by some of the things that Patricia has done to create an urban retreat center, to sort of go back to the land right in the heart of the city, and co-authoring and coaching. And when I think about myself in relation to, you know, these admired colleagues and friends, I often have a sense that, well, they can do that, but I couldn't. They've got it, but I don't. And so there's still, you know, after all these years, and you know, frankly, as a survivor of sexual abuse, I am someone who can compare myself and in an instant put up a roadblock, you know, put up a hurdle to the greatest possibilities that are right there for me. So what we're doing is inviting listeners to identify what is getting in the way, to recognize some of the crises and challenges that they have faced as stepping stones, as calls to say, what is it that my life is destined for? And then to make it happen. And so that's what we're really about. And we have got just amazing, insightful speakers that I think will bring a lot of practical wisdom and a great deal of inspiration to our listeners. So we really encourage you to go to changeyourlifeanyway.com, sign up, get the VIP upgrade package, make this a part of your success story and your success library.
Well, I think I'm going to stop now, not because we can't go on with those of you on the line this evening. I think the conversation could go on quite a bit, but Bridget, Ellen, Claudia, Patricia, I thank all of you for being on the call tonight and talking with the audience. The questions that I'm looking at now that have been sent in, you've addressed all of them. People are interested in this. I'm interested in this, and I am indeed so honored to have this opportunity to sit with four wise women, all master teachers. So, ladies, thank you so much, and I'm going to end with a bit of commentary. This evening is indeed an honor for me to sit with these four wise women, all master teachers, learned women, wise women, women who are embracing and their gifts. And I believe the greatest gift that they offer, and they represent all who will be teaching, the greatest gift they offer is their faith in the ability for each person to change their life. To change their life, the ability to grow. They know that we don't see our lives, that we need not see our lives as lost, our lives as hopeless, that there are possibilities for us, and there are power. There's power. We have access to power. When we don't believe in miracles, we've forgotten that we are a miracle. with miraculous possibilities within us. Experience is not what happens to you. It is what you do with what happens to you. Experience is not what happens to you. It's what you do with what happens to you. With the tools and the people that will be leading this Change Your Life Anyway Summit, I think there are great possibilities for all of us. I encourage you to be a part of it. Please take a look at the information on the blog. You can put a search engine, Change Your Life Anyway, and you'll get information there, or through Facebook. So I encourage you to change your life anyway. It's been a blessing to have this discussion, this conversation this evening. Remember, you're listening to me, and I want to listen to you. Email me a tweet with your ideas of who we need to talk to, whose voices we need to hear, what conversations we need to engage. On next week, we'll be focusing on Veterans Day, and for 2 weeks, as a matter of fact, we'll be talking to veterans at a venue on K Street and just getting their commentary and comments about Veterans Day. And then we'll have an opportunity the following week to talk to female veterans and hear their unique story. Every Wednesday, we will be engaging in Wisdom Wednesday with a live broadcast on Facebook. So please check out the Pavilion of God, a Baptist community on Facebook, and you'll hear a commentary from me on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Hopefully, it will be an opportunity to share wisdom, just as wisdom was shared this evening, and to be reminded that we all are at a have the opportunity to sit in a seat of wisdom. Email me your ideas and thoughts to Rev Alethea, R-E-V-A-L-E-T-H-E-A, at gmail.com, or tweet me at Rev Alethea. I invite you to worship with the Pavilion of God. The Pavilion of God is a safe place and sacred space. You can come as you are. 3701 Quincy Street, Brentwood, Maryland. Call our prayer line on Wednesdays at 6 a.m. and 12 noon, 605-475-4333. 605-475-4333. Access code 213-781. Stay in touch. Tweet me at Rev Alethea. Email me at revalethea@gmail.com. Like the Pavilion of God Facebook page. Until next week, beloved, rev up, accelerate, and energize your life. Rev up, accelerate, and energize your life.